From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Available today for the first time, tickets for the new longest nonstop commercial flight in the world. It's 18 and a half hours on Singapore Airlines' new Los Angeles to Singapore route, a mere 16 hours if you're heading the other direction. The first takeoff isn't until February. James Boyd, a spokesman for Singapore Airlines, says technology upgrades are part of what makes their new service possible.
We haven't had an aircraft that could make the run from Singapore to the U.S. on a nonstop basis with a full payload. We've always had to stop at an intermediate point, such as Taiwan, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Seoul, or points in Europe.
Boyd says the plane they're using, the Airbus 340-500, has been reconfigured, so passengers should be relatively comfortable for the long flight.
What we've done is we've introduced a new executive economy class, which offers a seat that is a good 2.5 inches wider between the armrests. The degree of recline for the seat is a total of 8 inches, and there's a broad center armrest between the seats that's 3.4 inches wide. There's also a footrest, there's lumbar support, there's an adjustable leather headrest with ears, basically to provide more support for your head while you're sleeping.
And if you can't sleep, says Bess Abramson, author of the book Airplane Yoga, you might think about trying out some inconspicuous yoga moves to work out any kinks you get, even with those seats reclined all the way.
We have a bunch of fun ways to use the aisles. We have things called aisle leg revivers, where you are walking down the aisle either on the balls of your feet or your heels. We have the emergency door lean, where you're doing a side stretch, a bathroom roll down, where you're bending the knees and kind of rolling down and letting the spine release.
And if a little exercise isn't the way you want to get through your 18 hours in the air, you could check out the in-flight entertainment, says Singapore Airlines James Boyd.
There are 64 Nintendo games, 50 music CDs, 25 movies, as well as 6 different categories of news that are continually updated during the flight. Our world-famous Singapore Girls Service will still be there. They'll still be serving hot meals, really looking after passengers. But at the same time, we're giving passengers the additional benefit of being able to go to a destination area within the aircraft, stretch their legs, and then go back to, you know, maybe going through some of the 50 music CDs that are available at their seat.
For better or worse, you'll be in the air for 18 and a half hours. The first flight on the new route is scheduled for February 3rd, 2004.